No.
We got to talk about this.
Another guy from Northern Ireland took it. I mean, Northern Ireland, country 1.7 million people.
They've won three out of the last six majors.
Yes, three out of five, I think. I mean, it's just incredible. A country of 1.5 million people, basically, is dominating golf, or at least the majors, and we can't seem to get out of our own way or at least compete at that level anymore. Leonard Shapiro joins us. Leonard was a writer for the Washington Post, covered golf for decades, actually, and he's written a book called The Golfless Mania, the most authoritative and opinionated rankings of the best and worst of the game. Leonard, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Nice to be with two mensches.
Thank you, Leonard.
So, before we get to the list in the book and what you've written, what do you think about that? With the fact that Americans are not holding any of the majors, and Northern Ireland is doing so well.
Well, we got two guys who were finished second, Mickelson and Dustin Johnson. Yep. But I don't put much stock into that. I mean, it's a global game these days. The game is gone worldwide. And the Americans, you know, they're an awful lot of very, very good American players, and at some point, I think that the trend will change a little bit. Maybe even this next one at the PGA Championship, which usually does have an American winner, although that was an exception last year, of course, with Martin Kaymer. But I don't think there's anything to be worried about or to fret about. I think, you know, there are plenty of good American players, but the Europeans and the three guys from Northern Ireland are pretty darn good players.
Yeah, they are.
So let me ask you on a little bit of a different side note there, Leonard. What about Tiger giving advice to Darren Clark? Do you have an issue with that in terms of pulling for your own countrymen?
No, not a little bit. They're friends. They're pals. They both had the same instructor, Butch Harmon. Work with both of them for a long time. No, they're very good friends, and that doesn't surprise me a little bit. He texted him a couple of times, and that's not unusual either.
Okay.
All right, Leonard Shapiro joins us. The book, of course, Golfless Mania. Let's get to a couple things in the book here. The best player is never to win a major, in your opinion.
Best player never to win a major. Well, number one on that list, of course, is Colin Montgomery, who was one of the all-time great Ryder Cup players, but and came very close several times, including in my town at Congressional in 1997. I saw him blow that one. I saw him blow the one at Oakmont in 1994 when Ernie Els won his first major. But he's by far and away the best player ever to win a major.
Talking with Leonard Shapiro. So let me ask you a question. The golfless mania in general, this is kind of like the best and the worst of everything. And we've seen these books, you know, the baseball books, the football
Sure.
books. What was the motivation behind you actually writing the book?
Well, my co-author, Ed Sherman, was a longtime golf writer for the Chicago Tribune. And we had both done similar books for the same publisher, although they weren't just golf related, they were all sports. I did a book of DC sports lists that covered hockey, basketball, baseball, football, and he did the same for Chicago. And we just the light went on one day and said, why don't we ask the publisher if they'd be interested in doing a golf book? And that's pretty much it. You know, we had a lot of fun doing both of those books, and there was, you know, no ulterior motive or, you know, nothing. It was also a business decision, if I might add.
Sure.
I bet it was. Of course
I was actually hoping that's what you would say.
Yeah.
I need money.
Got to pay that tuition.
Leonard Shapiro joins us talking golf. The book, of course, Golfless Mania. One of the categories you mentioned in the release, the best players to win one major.
Well, Davis Love is right up there. I don't have the book in front of me, guys, and in fact, I didn't even do that list. You know, we split the lists up.
Uh-huh.
But refresh my memory. Who else are we talking about?
I'm just looking at some of the people on the list. I mean, Kaymer was on the list, of course, Kaymer, whatever. I'm just looking at the people who actually listed as winning one major title. It just is a lot of them. You know, Craig Stadler, of course, Schwartzel, Wisdom. But it just goes on. It's a long list of people, and it's just there's a lot of big names up there. You realize, you know, in a long list, a long career of playing golf, a lot of these guys just don't win the majors. You know, they compete, you know, for decades, but they don't come up with the big ones. And just
well, listen, these things aren't easy, and you're playing against 156 guys, and you know, winning major championships, and I think Tiger sort of had it down to you know, and Nicklaus, of course, had it down to a science in terms of they pointed toward these things. They pointed toward majors. You know, that was their only focus. I'm not sure a lot of other players felt that way or do feel that way. Mickelson certainly is doing that these days as well. And if you're, you know, if you don't peak your game, you know, in time for those four events, you're probably not going to get there. Those guys set up their schedules for it. Mickelson now goes to major tournament sites, even, you know, the Masters, which he knows like the back of his hand, goes a couple of weeks beforehand and plays it and plots it out and works on his short game on those courses. Of course, it hasn't paid off much for him lately, but as evidenced yesterday. But you got to point to those things, and it's not something all of them do.
So who do you think the greatest golfer is of all time?
Well, we listed. We have a list of the top 20, and our list has Jack Nicklaus as number one, and I will maintain that he will be there until Tiger Woods or somebody else breaks his record of 18 major championships. Hmm. Tiger's got 14. There's a lot of debate now about will he or won't he. I'm in the corner, and it seems to be a minority corner, that I believe he will. I still think Tiger is young enough to get his game back, to get his health back. And once he does, the guy's just got this relentless attitude toward the game, and I really do think he's going to win 18, 19, 20 majors.
Well, you know what? I'm going to challenge you on that because I think he does have enough time to get his health back. Whether or not he has enough time to get his game back, Leonard, and I'm talking about his life as opposed to his game for a minute, I think what he went through was so mentally debilitating, and as you know, golf is 99% mental. I don't know that he's ever going to be the same Tiger that he was before.
Well, he went through an awful lot. I mean, all of it by his own doing, by the way, and it's hard to feel very sorry for the guy about it. But I'm telling you, this is a guy, I've been around him since, you know, he was about 14 years old. I think that's beyond him. I think, you know, these are guys who can compartmentalize, and nobody compartmentalizes better than Tiger. I think now that, you know, he's gone through the divorce, you know, he's now with his kids, I'm sure he's, you know, who knows what he's doing on the side, you know, and I'm not sure I want to know, quite frankly, but I really do believe that once he gets healthy, his game is going to come back, and I think his head is going to come back. Now, there's a difference out there. The difference now is that guys now think they can beat him, and that is a big difference. You know, they no longer see his name up on a leaderboard and start shivering, although if it happens two or three times, they might. But let's just agree to disagree, and I'll bet you my next book, okay, that it happens. I bet he wins 19 majors.
Well, let me ask you another question.
I'll see you in about 20 years.
Let's say he does win 19 majors,
yeah.
And let's say he gets back on the right track. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt for a minute. How do you think he'll be received by the public?
I know how he's received by the public. He is received by the public now. As well as you could expect, and there still is adulation toward this guy. I mean, I can remember one of the stories I did right after the scandal, was his first major back 2 years ago, or not this past one, but the year before, was to go start talk to people out on the golf course, including a lot of women, you know, who you would think would have been greatly offended.
Sure.
Now, maybe it was just, you know, a bad sample, and it's certainly anecdotal as opposed to a scientific sample. But I couldn't find anybody who was really that upset with the guy to say, I'm not going to root for him anymore. I think people want to see him play well. Golf is not the same really without him when you think about it. Boy, yesterday was almost kind of boring when you think about it. The guy had a four-shot lead with three holes to play or two holes to play. You know, when he's in the mix, things happen. It gets exciting. Even when he wins by five or six shots, it's exciting. And I think people miss that. And I've seen no evidence on the golf course when I've seen him play, when I've been in tournaments, that people are booing him or heckling him or doing anything of that kind. There is still great adulation for this guy. Whether you think that's right or wrong is another story. You know, it sort of surprises me, quite frankly. I guess at some level it kind of bothers me, but this is a country that forgives and forgets, and in a lot of senses. I mean, you got A-Rod. Look at what happened with A-Rod.
Michael Vick.
Does anybody give a hoot whether or not he, yeah, you know, took steroids or not anymore? You're going to find some sympathy for Roger Clemens.
Yeah, I agree. Leonard Shapiro is our guest. He's co-authored a book with Ed Sherman called Golfless Mania. And I agree with you. You look at Michael Vick. Michael Vick had the number one selling jersey recently, and now he's one of those popular. Nike's renewed his contract.
Yeah.
It's a very forgiving country. What about Rory McIlroy? A lot of people, you know, with Tiger out of the picture, we need somebody to root for, and they're pointing to this 22-year-old kid and saying, oh, he's the next big thing. You buying that?
Yeah, he is the next big thing, but how big it remains to be seen. I mean, when he won the U.S. Open here at Congressional, half the world was ready to proclaim him the greatest golfer in the history of the world, and he's not. I mean, he's a very good and possibly a great, great, great young talent. But, you know, let me see you win four or five majors before I start saying, oh, you got a chance to catch Tiger. Oh, you got a chance to catch Tom Watson. Oh, you got a chance to catch Arnold Palmer. He is good. He's young. But, you know, as we saw with Tiger, how many times do you remember hearing, well, Tiger's really good, but let's see what happens when he has kids. Let's see what happens when he gets married. Let's see what happens if he gets injured. Let's see what happens when he has a bimbo eruption. Well, we never said that, you know, let's see what happens with this kid. You know, lots of stuff happens. The fields are deeper and deeper and deeper. As I said, it's a worldwide game. There are people coming out of the woodwork, you know, in places like you're going to see a great Chinese golfer within the next 5 years. You're going to see more Korean golfers coming out because of KJ Choi. I think he's a great player, but before we deify him, let's give it about 5 or 6 years.
All right. Here's Leonard Shapiro, the book, Golfless Mania, the most authoritative, I can't say this morning, what the hell's wrong with me? An opinionated rankings, the best and worst of the game, Leonard Shapiro and Ed Sherman. Leonard, thank you for your time. Appreciate it. And,
all right, buddy.
We look forward to the book.
Thanks very much for having me, guys.
Sure, guys. Yep.
Leonard Shapiro, and always fun. I love list books.